rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Times Morning Briefing on Wednesday, the 1st of May. A murder suspect remains in hospital after a 14-year-old boy was killed in a stabbing in East London. The 36-year-old was arrested in Hainault but had to be taken to hospital as his van had hit a house. Four other people were hurt, but their injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening. Two of them were police officers. Alison Cope's son was stabbed to death in 2013. She's told Times Radio her heart sank when she heard what had happened.
Every single time I see a headline that someone's been stabbed or someone's been murdered, it just fills me with sorrow and that gut-wrenching feeling, because I genuinely understand what that's going to mean to that poor family. But then it also frustrates me, because it just seems that we're talking about murders more and more, and we don't seem to be getting a grasp of what we can do.
Figures suggest Britain's record level of immigration is falling. According to the Home Office, 139,000 visas have been granted to students and health and care workers in the first quarter of the year. That's down from 184,000 during the same period in 2023. Well, the data was published as it emerged a failed asylum seeker had become the first person to be successfully relocated from the UK to a third country. The Sun claims the man agreed to move to Rwanda as part of a voluntary scheme separate to Rishi Sunak's flagship Deportation One. Asa Bennett is Liz Truss's former speechwriter. He's told Times Radio it's not necessarily the win ministers will try to claim it is.
Clearly, the government wants to be able to demonstrate a very clear milestone has been passed by trying to get at least one person on a flight. Of course, this person clearly has done of their own free will. That's a problem because, frankly, the Rwanda scheme is meant to be a deterrent. It's not meant to be some kind of elaborate scheme like a sort of travel agent setting it up just to sort of take you over to Rwanda if you fancy it. So this is where the scheme they're going to have to show really has teeth.
The government says its deal with Rwanda allows people with no immigration status in the UK to be relocated to a safe third country. A motion of no confidence in the Scottish government is due to be debated later. It was tabled by Scottish Labour when the First Minister scrapped a power-sharing deal with the Greens. Humza Yousaf has since announced he's stepping down. A report's found people from poorer neighbourhoods in England are dying increasingly younger than those in wealthier areas. Its author, Professor Sir Michael Marmot, has written to 58 MPs in areas where he's seen trends described as particularly concerning. The government is yet to comment on the findings. And a study suggests mice used for experiments are purposefully making mistakes. The animals are used as they can be trained to perform tasks, which is useful in researching treatments for things like Alzheimer's. But scientists say they don't always act as expected and think the mice might be testing their own knowledge. There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.